Afternoon. This time of the year, most mornings are amazing. And being my age, just waking up in the morning sometimes is amazing. There is the light of dawn, followed by the orange glow of the sun in the morning sky. I read an article recently by Shane Carrington. It's the beauty and the power of God's grace and truth and truth. And it was in Focus magazine. Last week was a difficult week for many of us. If you saw the emails, it was a difficult week for Jennifer and myself. And searching the scriptures, I found this article to be an encouragement to me. I hope that you will also find this as an encouragement to you for this coming week. Shane began with the thought that mornings are especially amazing if we remember that God created their beauty and the power. What marvelous glimpses He gives us of His grace and truth in every sunrise. God's grace and truth are more fully, beautifully, and powerfully revealed in these inspired words. If you would at this time, if you haven't already opened your Bibles, it'd be Ephesians 3 in verse 14. And following. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:14-21. In this passage, we learn of our connection to God. Now look at Ephesians 3:14. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. God could have designed the nature of our relationship in any fashion He chose. But what he desired was for His disciples to be His children, the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22-23, His church. What magnificent grace to allow us to be adopted into His spiritual family. Truly, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the connection He graciously bestowed on us in Jesus. Then there are these amazing complementary statements in Ephesians 3:16-19. Strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, verse 16, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, verse 17, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, verse 17, may be able to comprehend the width and the length and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, verses 18 and 19, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, verse 19. There may be no more powerful, beautiful description of the source of our strength and hope as disciples than these. Let's read them again and meditate on them. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God's grace and His power are revealed in this text. Power beyond human comprehension, used to strengthen us into what God would have us to be. Paul's prayer for them was, and our prayer for all disciples is, that He would grant you to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Ephesians 3:15-16. God grants spiritual strength. We must depend on Him for this, but not passively as in a Calvinistic way. God grants us an opportunity through His Son in Ephesians 1:3. Instruction through the Holy Spirit's Word in Ephesians 3:1-5 and in Ephesians 6:17. And what armor to wear for the spiritual war we are to fight in Ephesians 6:10-20. Yet He forces none of these upon us. We must choose Jesus. We must choose Jesus and choose the Holy Spirit's instructions and choose to put on and wear the spiritual armor. Accept God's grace and power through faithful, loving, humble submission to God as your Father and Jesus as our Lord. The hope in all this? A continued connection to God as our Father and Jesus as our Savior, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, Ephesians 3:14. What a blessing that is. Number two, the reality of spiritual strength, faith and love growing in us that we might become more like Christ, filled with the fullness of God, Ephesians 3:19. What power. And number three, a growing hope of the eternal life gives to His children, body and church. To Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever, Ephesians 3:21. What a glorious hope. God's grace and power are amazingly revealed in nature, but they are more fully revealed in His Word. Listen to the word picture Paul creates in Ephesians 5:14. Therefore he says, "Awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." May His light illuminate and strengthen us through life, guiding us to eternity in heaven above. Now could we find the light of dawn followed by the orange glow of the sun in the morning sky? If you have that interest in becoming part of the family of God, now would be a great time to seek His help in removing sin from your life and beginning anew. Please stand as we sing the song of invitation, which is open to all who need of God's grace and mercy.